from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of homelessness and what local governments can do about it. The big question, can cities ticket, fine, or possibly jail people who sleep outside in public areas? Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. This case could have far-reaching implications as California and the Bay Area continue to grapple on how to address the homeless crisis.
When housing is under attack, what do we do?
Demonstrators gathered outside the Supreme Court today to call for solutions for the unhoused. The case comes from the Grants Pass area of Oregon, a city of about 40,000 people that saw more people who were homeless sleeping outside in tents or cars. Businesses and residents started complaining, so the city started enforcing laws punishable with fines or even a month in jail for repeat offenders. Well, a group of people who were homeless sued, saying that amounted to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment. Today's hearing is getting the attention of Governor Gavin Newsom, saying it could make it impossible to dismantle some of these encampments. We spoke to UC Law San Francisco professor Rory Little on the significance of this case and the potential impact.
We'll address a very narrow question, which is there any constitutional status at all for people who are homeless? And can you criminalize behaviors that the homeless must engage in, such as sleeping in public?
I don't think the city should go like that. Like, we shouldn't fine nobody to just be on the street just because they're on the street.
Well, a rally was held at the federal building in San Francisco. Homeless advocates are against arresting people living on the streets. They are demanding housing for the homeless. The group marched their way to City Hall. And for an idea of the scope of this issue, according to the latest available numbers from San Francisco, as of 2022, there were more than 7,700 homeless people in the city, but less than half of them in some kind of shelter. 2023 data show that around 6,200 people, homeless people, lived in San Jose, with only 30% of them in a shelter. Oakland's data is only updated through 2022, but it shows a similar trend where less than roughly half 5,000 people were in some form of shelter. Okay, meantime, Governor Gavin Newsom is taking aim at the states with abortion travel bans by launching a new ad. Take a look.
Taking action at righttotravel.org.
Newsom's Campaign for Democracy ad is set to air in Alabama starting today. Alabama's currently considering a bill that would make it a crime to help women travel outside the state in order to receive an abortion. This is part of a larger effort to combat travel bans across the United States. Newsom was behind a similar ad that ran in Tennessee. Okay, to New York now, where the first witness has taken the stand in former President Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is accused of falsifying business records related to so-called hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. Trump denies any wrongdoing and claims the trial is politically motivated. Jared Hill has more.
Former President Trump again claimed to be the victim of a witch hunt as he entered the courtroom ahead of opening statements in his historic trial.
What's going on right here should never be happening. It's a very, very sad day in America.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. In their opening statement, prosecutors said Trump, quote, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. Trump denies any wrongdoing.
This is their most important day besides jury selection.
And CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says there's a reason. Studies have shown many jurors make up their minds during opening statements.
If you hear a persuasive story and then you hear another persuasive story, you make a decision as to which one you believe. Mm. And if you get invested in that belief, it takes a lot to knock you off.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker took the stand first for the prosecution, where he testified about an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to purchase and prevent the circulation of negative Trump stories.
Because he has to be here for the trial, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee has largely been sidelined from the campaign trail.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
The trial is expected to last several weeks.
Well, lawyers for the former president are fighting legal battles on two fronts today, in addition to this criminal trial. There was also a hearing related to the $175 million bond that Trump put up in this New York civil fraud case. Okay, switching gears, turning to the weather right now. Here's a live look outside at the Pacifica Pier and Beach. Another warm day across the Bay Area, a little breezy out there, but we're also tracking some changes in the forecast. Meteorologist Darren Peck is in our Virtual View studio with a preview.
Okay, daytime highs today going up to right around 80 degrees. So once again, another beautiful day. You can pick out your part of the bay. Let's try and get everybody in here. San Jose is going to 82. Look at the difference. If we switch this up and show you where we're going to be for daytime highs tomorrow, it's like 10 degrees cooler. It's not like it's going to be a drastic cold snap, but it is going to be noticeably different. And I'll switch up instead of showing you the difference. We'll actually just put on the daytime highs. And now we're sitting in the low 70s for just about everybody inland, low to mid 60s if you're in the immediate bay. So quite a noticeable change. And there is a pattern shift that we're going to notice early in the morning. A little bit of the marine layer will have filled in. So we're going to start out the day and it's going to be relatively gray to begin. But if you watch the pattern in the long range, this is what we're going to spend our time looking at in the complete forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Small chance of light rain by the end of the week. See you with more on that in a bit.
Thanks, Darren. Well, the Marine Mammal Center is working to figure out what killed a 40-foot gray whale that washed ashore at an Alameda beach. That whale was found floating off Robert Crown Memorial State Beach on Saturday. Our chopper spotted crews towing the carcass today. The whale is being taken to Angel Island for inspection. The Marine Mammal Center says it's the first whale casualty of the year in San Francisco Bay. Ferry service from Sausalito could resume as earlier this week. The Golden Gate Ferry canceled service after they found damage to one of the piles on the Sausalito Pier. The agency says they started repairs over the weekend. And this morning, we caught up with commuters who needed to find a new way to get across the bay.
First reaction is, that's a bummer. I'll just look for alternative ways to get there. And typically I'll take the bus if the ferry for some reason is out of service. So not a huge deal, but definitely I enjoy my ferry mornings.
For now, the ferry service is running Golden Gate Transit buses. Okay, live look at the Golden Gate Park where SF Live concert series will kick off in 2 weeks. The first show, is it just foggy out there? The first show will line up electronic music over the next 6 months. There will be shows at close to two dozen venues throughout the city. It's being paid with $2.5 million from the state legislature. Heck, we live in San Francisco. It's foggy outside.